Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Teacher in high school, tie you this very quick.
You can find a trend to make you feel good or back up your support your point if you want to. This one is not unique to Kansas City because, like, the history that Mahomes and the Chiefs have had, look, this year, a lot of that just has been thrown out the window. They have not hit the same benchmarks, whether it's the one score games or whatever. This one is more about what has happened to other teams prior to Kansas City in these spots. So the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites.
And on paper, you're like, why?
Right. And they were 4.5-point favorites at close against Denver, and they lost outright. So I am not saying that they know every single result. Of course not. It's not that simple. But the Chiefs are the 15th team since 1990 that was 5-5.
So 35 years?
Mm-hmm. Or worse. And they've been favored against a team that's won 80% or more of their games. That's
so at
a scenario.
8-2 or maybe more.
Yeah. So that's okay. A scenario. 5-5 or worse team, 8-2 or better team. The 14 other times this has happened, the 14 teams that were in the identical spot basically as the Chiefs, those teams, perfect. 14-0. And also, if you care, they covered 12 times, pushed twice. That's pretty crazy. So why are they when the books have had a team even at 5-5 favored against a team record wise that is perceived to be way better, the team that was favored for a reason basically won outright. And covered at a 90%+ clip.
It is look, that's obviously a pretty strong favor of the Chiefs to have that stat working there. It goes back to my problem this year, which is they historically have been very good at either maintaining these kind of stats or defying them. This year they've been bad at it. And like, why have they been bad at it? Is a lot of different reasons why. But I've said this, again, the team is not as bad as their record is. That I do truly believe about the Chiefs. Doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs or those things. I do not think they are as bad as their record shows. And so if I think they're one or two games better, or should be, they would actually be, I don't think they're a 10-0 team who's played 5-5. But do I think they should be 7-3 who played 5-5? Yes, I do. And if the Chiefs were 7-3 going against the 8-2 Colts at home, what do I think the point spread would be? 3.5, man. I mean, the line makes sense if you've watched every Chiefs game and simply didn't just look at their record. Again, it does not mean or guarantee they will win on Sunday, but there is some logic in it for me, and I don't think that Vegas is like way off for making them a favorite. I can't say that I hate that trend.
Yeah, someone says that's just like the stat you gave when the Chiefs have the lead in the first quarter. Two things, but this is not a Chiefs-specific stat, though. That's something. This is a 14 other teams prior to Kansas City, and on the first quarter stat, while the Chiefs were 30-0 when leading after the first quarter or something, they're still 30-1 or whatever it is, or 30-2 or something. It's still an insane stat.
Yeah, but whatever their number is, it's still pretty good.
But yes, I get it. Look, I'm just, this one is not even directly tied to Kansas City, so maybe that makes you feel better if you're saying, hey, like you're jinxing the Chiefs. The stat I just mentioned has nothing to do with Kansas City. Has nothing to do with the Kansas City Chiefs. It is just the fact that if you're asking the question out loud, it's crazy the Chiefs are favored by 3.5. They're 5-5. They're 8-2. I'm just telling you, 14 other times teams have been in that same spot and the team that was favored is perfect. That's all.
Yeah.
I do with that what you will. I'm not go bet on the Colts if you want. I don't care. I'm just saying. I thought it was very interesting.
It is an interesting stat. Of course it is. Because I'm assuming, like, if you're in Indianapolis or you're nationwide, you're like, wait, rewind a second. You're telling me that the Chiefs, who are 5-5, losers of two games in a row, and have not, truthfully, have beaten, like, one winning team the entire year. Like, that's the one thing about the Chiefs that still gives you some pause is their schedule is difficult. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But their record against playoff teams this year stinks.
Yes.
They lost to the Jags. They lost to the Broncos. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Eagles. These are all playoff teams. They've lost, you know, and a matter of fact, the fringe playoff teams, the ones who are just barely out, like Detroit, they beat, but that team's not even technically in the playoffs at the moment. Right. So if you talk about teams actively in the playoffs, they don't have a single win against a currently in the field playoff team. They've lost them all. So, like, I get the idea of how do we get from there to the Chiefs are a favorite? Well, they're at home against a team that no one believes in and a team that is better than their record. I'm not saying they're great. Again, I'm not saying the Chiefs are perfect, but they're better than 5-5. And so, like, when you get, and I think the Colts are probably slightly worse than 8-2. They're probably closer in quality of team than we'd like to admit. The one thing I'd give the Colts the edge on is they have consistently been the best offense in football from week one all the way through now.
Yeah,
the, even including the bad games.
Like, I'll admit, I'd feel way better if the Colts were not coming off a bye week. Like, I just would. I mean, the fact that they have had all this time with Lou Anarumo, their defensive coordinator, who has a history, as we all know, going back to the Cincinnati days against an Andy Reid offense that we just got spending much of the week discussing how teams maybe have caught on a little bit. Yeah, that part makes me nervous. You know, I think if you're trying to be optimistic, you would say, well, did last week force the Chiefs to really truly look inside and evaluate differently? I'm not necessarily convinced that the offense is going to be run much differently.
No, they came out of the bye and did the same thing.
Exactly.
So it's going to be the same
thing. It's more about, do I think they're going to execute better? I don't think, like, suddenly Andy Reid's going to listen to what everybody's been saying from the outside and it is suddenly going to be a team that goes under center 30% of the time on Sunday. Now, I would like it to be like a 10% increase. That'd be awesome. But they're not going to drastically shift their whole offensive philosophy. And by the way, like, nor should they midseason. But I think it's really whether or not, in particular, Patrick Mahomes, when he has to make that big 3rd-and-2 throw on Sunday, this time he connects with Breshad Smith. Maybe it's not to Breshad Smith. Maybe it's, how about it's to Rashee Rice
like
or Kelce.
I kind of like him to score a touchdown this week. Is that
I know
wrong?
You would, but like there is also some of me like, hey, in that spot, as much as I want Breshad Smith to continue to grow, I don't know if I want to rely on Breshad Smith on 3rd-and-2 when I got to have it. You know, I would like to... I would like to maybe see if, you know, and I don't know what read that was for Mahomes on that play. But my point
it's
is
like the part of watching football that we can't know.
Yeah. I don't try to pretend that
I don't
we
care if it's the 10th read. His ass was wide open for a first down.
Right.
You know, like make the throw. And that's tough. And I get it. But like there is, you're just saying there's a history behind this that points to
it's a pretty strong
when,
one.
When they choose to favor a team who's at least 3 games worse than their opponent. Despite the fact we're this far into the season, they're favoring them typically for some reasons, and those reasons tend to favor the team that is still
14-0. 14-0. Let's hope it is
35 years. Longer than you've been alive.
Yeah, it's true. By a year. Yeah. By a year. Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.